Hey everyone!
Hello.
Today we're doing 15 minutes of Simba's personal transformation during his TRE provider training. So one of the biggest aspects of the TRE provider training is the fact that you have your own personal transformation during the program. So it's not only the fact that you get this magical tool that you can help other people and have extraordinary transformations, you will have your own extraordinary transformation during the program, which is one of the most exciting things that both me and Simba have done during our healing journeys. So today we will talk about in specific what Simba experienced during his training. And yeah, that was a while ago now.
Yeah, I finished 2020, early 2020, I think it was actually. I think it was January, early 2020.
Yeah. So it's around a year long program. So it's a deep process. It's a very cool process. And I had the benefit of watching you doing the, so I was like on the sideline watching you having your transformation. But what was your own experience?
I think a big part of it is how the theory and the practical approach really coincides, right? Because I love to read, right? I love to read books. I love to figure out how things work. But you could actually get a practical application of the theory that you learned in this program. So, you know, learning about the autonomic nervous system that we talk about over and over again. And people are like, oh my God, the nervous system, why are you talking so much about that? But I think it was the power of really realizing all the automated responses that we have that are subconscious, that are just running in the back scene of our life, that determines a lot of our behaviors and pattern and responses or reactions, right? And kind of understanding, like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not self-sabotaging. I'm not doing these things. These are responses that happen due to something that has happened in my life, something that my body has not been able to process, to let go of. The energy, the intensity of an event, let's say an adverse event, right? Someone was violent to us or screamed at us, or we weren't treated in a certain way that's congruent to what will feel good for us at that time in life, then we would have all that charge in our body, right? And then that can come out and explode in certain situations. And you might go like, why did I get so angry about that? This person really didn't say that much, right? But what I really learned in the program was like, wow, okay, I got a theoretical framework for how it works, but also a practical approach for how we can release that energy and how you can notice early signs of it. So I become more aware of starting to get frustrated. I'm starting to get irritated. I'm getting to know myself on a deeper level. I would say that was probably the main benefit that I felt from the program.
So what was that? What was the result? So how did your life change by having that experience? What shifted?
Empowering. It felt so much more empowering. I can actually do something about this. This is not just random stuff. It's not negative. I'm a negative person. I didn't think I ever was a negative person, but you know, like I stopped identifying myself with what I was doing and seeing this is what I'm experiencing. This is what I'm engaging in. This is the state I'm in right now. And then in this state, if I'm not aware of that state, I will take a lot of choices. Might take a lot of choices when you're aware of it too, but hopefully less, right? So I guess the awareness was a big thing, and the sense of empowerment. Wow, I'm actually able to do something. Oh wow, now this is coming on, this response is coming on, and then I have a choice, right? Then I get a choice of, do I want to continue the whole way, or do I want to start trying something new to actually change myself towards a different person?
So did that have any effect on the world around you and how you experienced different relationships or situations or your quality of life? How did that, what effect did that have?
Definitely. It started to see things more as a system, right? An organism, the body as an organism, and not just being in the ego social realm of engagement, right? This person is saying this to me, I get angry. How can this person say this to me? Why is this happening? It became much less of that and realizing, wow, this is a process that is happening with this person. And this is the expression this organism has, right? And maybe they're feeling safe enough with me to have that expression, and they weren't feeling safe in the past. In the past when they spoke up, in the past where I spoke up and said something, maybe I was punished, you know, physically or verbally, or got the quiet treatment, right? Someone actually said what they thought, and no one responded to that or didn't respect them. And now this organism is feeling safe enough with me because I'm feeling safe enough within myself to express that. And then that's an opportunity, right, to hold space for that person to have that process. And if they can have that process, they can start to let that energy out instead of going, you said this to me and I said that to you, which, you know, will ultimately happen. We're human, right? But less of it, I would say, much less of those interactions.
Less conflict, you would say?
Yeah. And also, even if there were a conflict, it's not, it doesn't last for forever, right? It's not like you go on weeks and weeks and are angry about something. You can understand what it's about, and it's easier to come back to a resolution.
Yeah, I would say if we take the example of us, the interaction between us, I would say that it, so I had the opportunity to sit on the sidelines and watch you do this transformation, which was very, so what was, that was the gateway for me to do it myself later on. So you were the first one. So I saw how much calmer you became and how much more grounded you became and how much more aware of yourself and your actions. And I could see that you started to become aware of your own process and starting to take more accountability for your own stuff and the way that you processed that and how you navigated yourself in the world, basically. So for me, that was a very big, I saw a big transformation in you on that note.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, and I definitely feel what you said. Become less of the emotion, even the way to express yourself. I am angry. I am sad. No, you're not an emotion, right? It's a state. It's something you feel. It's a response in your body. I'm feeling this, right? And I don't have to go in and understand it. I don't have to go, this event happened and that. No, this is coming up and I can work with it and let it go. And then next time it might not be as strong and I might be just more confident in allowing this emotion to come up, right? And I also might be aware of, okay, I can have this emotion, but just because I'm angry doesn't mean I have the right to project something to others. And that's virtually impossible to do if you're very highly activated and there is no awareness about it and no practice with it. Because then we're just stuck in a loop of a automated response because your body is feeling all that past stress and tensions. And it's not feeling safe. It's in a situation where it's actually feeling threatened. And it's going to respond very strongly to that because that's the ultimate purpose of the organism, of the body, the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, is to keep the organism alive, right? So it's feeling threatened. It's going to allocate all its energy for survival tactics.
So what else did you experience?
Better sleep, I would say. Recovery, like I do a lot of physical exercise. I recovered a lot faster. Old injuries and tension that I used to have started to kind of open up. A deeper connection to my breathing. And I also noticed how much of dissociative patterns I've had throughout my entire life, right? Right, that I'm not just, oh, I'm tired. You know, that was my go-to. Oh, I'm just a little bit tired. No, I'm daydreaming, right? My nervous system is so activated that I cannot feel present or the organism cannot be present. So it's daydreaming. It's going somewhere else. It's not present. It's out in la-la land, as we call it in the training.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's I think that is its own topic, actually, the myth of being tired.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be tired. That's not the point, right? Of course, the body and the mind can be tired, but the way that it's expressed and how people are saying they're tired, it's different. It's different. I'm tired because I worked full day and I'm ready to sleep. And I'm just tired, exhausted from the get-go. That's an activation. That's an imbalance. That's not, sure, we could have slept bad and things happening, but that's the thing, you know, if you slept bad and things are happening in your life, something's going on in your nervous system. That's why you sleep bad. And that's probably why things are happening in your life too, because there is an imbalance on the inside that is looking for a way out. The energy is looking to come out somehow, and it hasn't done that. Maybe we suppress it, or we don't feel comfortable with it, or we have a story or a way of coping with it, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't allow us to let that energy out. Maybe mm-hmm. I start to eat instead when I feel this. Maybe I go to work. Maybe I use substances. Maybe it's relationships. So I think a lot of awareness came to me around why we do different behaviors not to feel certain emotions, and mm-hmm. how that can even be to the point of what we talked about, dissociation. It's a natural way of the brain to dope, drug itself, right? Mm-hmm. It starts to release opioids, is to numb itself. So it's a natural way of inducing drugs into your system.
Yeah, I think we should do a separate episode on that alone, actually. All right, so our 15 minutes are almost up. But in October, you're launching the next TRE provider program. It's going to be completely online based.
Yes.
A year-long personal transformation, the opportunity to shift, wow, so much in your life. So please share a little bit, Simba.
Yeah, so it's a one-year program divided into three phases. Phase one is your own personal development, which will continue throughout the whole program. But the first focus is really about you getting to know the TRE tool and your own grounding and your nervous system, like I talked about, your own patterns and responses. The second phase is one-on-one that you start to teach others, which you will learn so much more about yourself as you start to do that. Yeah. And the third part is teaching groups. And then you really start to learn group dynamics, how people to people will affect each other without even talking to each other, right? And it's an amazing program, whether or not you want to work with TRE in the future, because you can use it adjunct to anything you do, to yoga, to personal training, yeah, counseling, psychotherapy, anything you do, even if you're not working with people, it will just make you feel better about what you do and who you are. So you just become better in everything else you do because you're coming from a place of safety, trust, and connection. And we also have the module one, which is a two-day training that you can do standalone without doing the whole program. And we're probably going to do more than just the module one in October, where we haven't decided any dates yet. But that's a great immersion to TRE, to the tool, and really getting to know the basics and how you can safely start to practice it on your own. So you will have all of these eventually amazing results that I talked about.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary transformation process. Like doing it for yourself, but it's what you said. It's the combination of the theory, because wow, it's like a whole new world opens up, and it's not that difficult to understand. But then you also have the practical experience of it, and then it just, it's like my whole world changed when I realized that, and I had a framework that I could navigate from. So, yeah, the whole year starts in October. We will do more module ones working up to October. Stay tuned for dates about that. Yeah, if you're interested in joining or finding out more, the next step is a personal consultation with Simba. So just send us a message. If that feels aligned, if that's what you want to do, or if you want to know more, you can also read more about the program on our website, livingwiththespirit.com. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.